This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. I want to do our podcast for the month of April. I expect the trout fishing for wild trout in our mountain streams to be outstanding this month. The Epilus pluralis mayflies start hatching right now in the early part of the month. That's well matched with a Mr. Rapidan parachute dry fly size 14. Now, this is on almost all of April. Also, throughout April, we get the blue quill mayfly. Now, this is well matched with the regular blue quill dry size 16. This can be a very, very heavy hatch, especially in the upper reaches of our mountains. Now, about 2 weeks after this gets going, let's say the middle of the month, the March brown mayflies start hatching. This is one of the biggest flies we get in the mountain, and the Mr. Rapidan parachute dry in a 14 matches this. The trout are really very seldom selective as to just what they are going to be feeding on. If you're giving them the Mr. Rapidan or the blue quill, you pretty well got it covered. However, the large trout in all these pools are going to select what I call a primary feeding station. To me, that means the feeding station that will give them the maximum amount of food for the least amount of effort. If you have my book that I wrote on the park, on page 31, I'm showing these. The lip of the pool, that's the last place they could be downstream in the pool, and the corner of the pool are the two primary feeding stations in these mountain streams. Now, going into these, use a slack line cast. You should get a fish or two, sometime even three, off of each of these pools. The trail heads up the top on the Skyland Drive, Blue Ridge Parkway, National Forest, the trail heads will take you into the upper reaches of these streams, and that's where you're going to get your best action. Better hatches, fewer people, more pleasant environment. I've already got people going in off the drive or just having wonderful fishing. So hit on that. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to cover it. Now, we're already starting our bass fishing. I did fairly well the other day. I did lose a very big bass, but I did get a hold of him. Now, during April on our smallmouth bass fishing, the bass are going to select feeding stations that will protect them from the force of the current on their body. They're not going to be sitting out there in a heavy riffle where it's going to rip down through them. The area I call the bank bays are probably my favorite areas at this time of the year. Now, what I call a bank bay is an indentation that's cut back into the bank by floodwaters 5, 10, 15 years ago. It jumps the riverbank, gouges back in, deeply back in those banks, maybe as much as 10, 15, 20 feet back in the bank, and those gouges, you might call them, might run downstream 20 or 30 feet. So what you have here is what I call it, a bank bay. You have an indentation that's cut back in that bank. The water in those bank bays could range from, say, 3 to 6 feet deep. The bass feed in there because there's a tremendous amount of food, there's very little current, and actually they're very easy to catch. Now, depending on the depth of the river out beside that, governs whether I'm wading or floating. You know me, I'd rather be wading. So I've got one right here on the North Fork, 2 miles from where I'm sitting, that I really hit hard every spring. I like to wade to within, let's say, 30 feet of where the bank bay dumps into the main part of the river. I cast back in there and let my fly sink down very deeply and then swim it right along the stream bottom. A bank bay, we'll say, running down the bank maybe 20, 30 feet. I'll take over a half hour to fish that because I catch some real nice bass in them. And these are bigger than the average bear. The Murray's Tungsten Conehead in Ollie Marauder size 4 is good. Murray's Heavy Black Helgramite in 4 is good. And Ed Shanks White Streamer in 4 is good. But these are very productive, and they will be productive now for the next month or so. Even when they move out of some of these bank bays to get back out into the main part of the river, as the river warms up, they'll still be feeding in these. And so I hit these, and I work down the bank, going from one to the other to the other. If you're going to be floating the river, you know, anchor your boat 30 feet out from them and sit there. And, you know, if it's half the size of a badminton court, I'll devote at least a half hour to fish it. I want to make sure every bass back in there has seen my fly, and a high percentage of them take it. Now, if you have any questions on any of this, just ring me at the fly shop. The phone number here is 540-984-4212. Thank you so much for listening to this, and be glad to have your input.